Morning, everyone, and welcome back to Cyber Mornings Daily. Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Okay, so today we've got, well, we've got three stories. And they may seem kind of separate at first.
Oh, yeah.
But trust me, they all tie together. They paint a picture of just how tricky things are getting out there.
It's true. The threat landscape is always evolving. It's a constantly moving target.
So first up, let's talk about this hacking group calling themselves the Belson Group.
Never heard of them.
Yeah, well, they just dumped a bunch of data online. Sensitive stuff. From what they're saying, over 15,000 FortiGate devices.
FortiGate devices. Now those are firewalls. Businesses, governments, they all use them to keep their networks safe. So, yeah, this is a big deal.
Yeah, and we're talking like configuration files, IP addresses, even VPN credentials.
VPN credentials. Wow.
And some of it, get this, was reportedly in plain text.
Oh, man, that's bad. That's like leaving your front door wide open.
Exactly. So apparently this leak is linked to a zero-day vulnerability from back in 2022. You know, a vulnerability that hackers can use before the developers even know about it.
Right. That's why they call them zero day. Because on day zero, the developers have zero awareness.
Right. So in this case, the attackers could download those config files. And they could even take control of the devices.
Potentially, yeah. A lot of damage you can do with that kind of access.
But here's the thing that really gets me right. This data, it was collected back in 2022. But they only leaked it recently. Why the wait?
Yeah, that's a good question. A couple of possibilities. Maybe they were waiting for the right moment to, you know, to make the biggest splash. Or maybe they were, maybe they're busy using that data for something else in the meantime.
Like what?
Who knows? Gathering more intel, exploiting those systems even further, all while everyone thinks everything's fine.
It's scary to think about. Makes you wonder, right? Could your devices be on that list?
It's a good question to ask yourself and a good reminder to, you know, take those basic steps, patch your systems. Change those default credentials, you know, the basic stuff.
Right, because it's not just about reacting to threats. It's about trying to stay ahead of them.
Absolutely. You got to be proactive these days. The threat landscape is constantly changing.
No, okay, so let's switch gears for a minute. Let's talk about North Korea.
North Korea, what have they been up to now?
Well, you know, they're known for their cyber attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's been this recent scam where they were impersonating IT workers to get into sensitive systems.
Classic social engineering.
Right. But here's the twist. Researchers have found a link between this scam and, get this, a crowdfunding campaign from all the way back in 2016.
A crowdfunding campaign? That's interesting.
Yeah, they think North Korea might have been using it to, like, build trust in certain communities.
Yeah.
So they could exploit that trust later on.
Wow. So they were playing the long game, huh?
Exactly. And both operations used similar tactics, similar infrastructure.
Yeah.
It points to a long-term strategy.
They weren't just after a quick buck. They were after access, intelligence, maybe even disruption of critical infrastructure.
And it shows how much they're learning,
mm-hmm.
how they're adapting. They're getting more and more sophisticated.
It's a constant arms race. They up their game. We got to up ours.
Right. So it's not enough to just focus on the immediate threat. We got to be thinking long-term, too.
Absolutely. Think like the adversary. Always be one step ahead.
Okay, so last story for this part of the deep dive. And this one gets a bit technical. It's about Risync.
Risync, that file syncing tool.
Yeah, it's used for like backups, mirroring websites, distributing files through public mirrors. It's pretty widely used.
Yeah, I use it all the time. What about it?
Well, security researchers have found some pretty serious vulnerabilities.
Oh, like what?
We're talking remote code execution. Like, someone could take over your computer just because you synced a file.
Whoa. That's not good.
Nope. And here's where it gets interesting. Remember those North Korean hackers?
Yeah.
Risync is used to distribute files through those public mirrors, right?
Right.
So, what if one of those servers is compromised? What if it's distributing malicious files?
Oh, man. That could have a huge ripple effect. One compromised server could infect countless others.
It's a bit of a nightmare scenario, isn't it?
Yeah, it's definitely something to be aware of. And it highlights the importance of, you know, being careful about where you download files from, even if it seems like a trusted source.
Right. So what can people do?
Well, for one, make sure you're using the latest version of Risync. They've released patches to address these vulnerabilities. And always be cautious about downloading files from untrusted sources. Better safe than sorry.
Good advice.
Yeah.
So three seemingly separate stories, but they all point to the same thing.
What's that?
The bad guys are getting smarter. more persistent. And we all need to be more vigilant.
Couldn't agree more. It's a constant battle, but one we can win if we stay informed and stay proactive. And we're back, still diving deep into all things cybersecurity.
So before we went to, before we paused there, we were talking about those rising vulnerabilities and like the possibility of a compromised server spreading malware. Kind of scary stuff.
Yeah, it is. But, you know, the good news is there are things we can do to protect ourselves.
Like what?
Well, first off, patching. I know, everyone says it, but it's important. When vulnerabilities are discovered, developers put out patches. Those patches fix the problem, but they only work if you install them.
Right, right. I'm definitely guilty of ignoring those update notifications sometimes.
Yeah.
But I guess it's like leaving your door unlocked, right?
Exactly. Those updates are like locking your doors. They close those holes that attackers could use to get in.
Okay, patching. Got it. What else?
Strong passwords.
Yeah.
Use a different one for every account and make them strong. Not just your pet's name or your birthday.
Yeah, I use a password manager. It's a lifesaver. Keeps track of everything for me.
Smart move. And don't forget, multi-factor authentication adds that extra layer of security.
Yeah, two-factor authentication. I use that whenever I can. A little bit of extra hassle, but it's worth it for the peace of mind.
Totally agree. So patching, strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, those are the basics. And they go a long way.
But what about, like, the bigger picture?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what can we do as a society to tackle these threats?
Well, it's got to be a team effort. Governments, businesses, security researchers, all working together, sharing information, developing better defenses, and holding attackers accountable.
It's a never-ending battle, isn't it?
It is, but it's a battle we can win if we work together and stay informed. That's why shows like this are important.
Right. Got to keep the conversation going. Keep raising awareness.
Exactly. You know, one thing that struck me about these stories today is the human element.
The human element?
Yeah. I mean, these attackers, they're not just exploiting technology. They're exploiting us, our trust, our curiosity, our desire for convenience. They're using social engineering.
Like those North Korean hackers pretending to be IT workers.
Exactly. They knew people would trust them because of their supposed position of authority.
So it's not enough to just have strong passwords and all that. You gotta be smart too.
You gotta be skeptical. Think critically. Question everything.
Trust, but verify.
Right, exactly. And look out for others, your friends, your family, especially those who might be more vulnerable.
So it's about education, empowerment, creating a culture of cybersecurity awareness.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And remember, you don't have to be a tech expert to do this. Everyone can contribute. Everyone can make a difference.
Yeah, it's a team effort. We're all in this together.
Exactly. And by working together, we can make the digital world a safer place for everyone.
So speaking of staying safe, what about public Wi-Fi?
Ah, public Wi-Fi, a cybersecurity nightmare.
Really? But it's so convenient. You know, coffee shops, airports, everyone uses it.
I know, but those networks are often unsecured, which means anyone with the right tools can snoop on your data.
Like passwords and credit card numbers.
Yep. Everything.
Okay, that's a little unsettling. So what do you do?
Use a VPN, virtual private network. It encrypts your data, makes it much harder for anyone to snoop.
So it's like putting a shield around your data.
Exactly. And there are tons of good VPN services out there. Pretty inexpensive, too.
So even if you're careful, like with your passwords and everything, public Wi-Fi can still be a risk.
It can. So a VPN is a good investment, especially if you use public Wi-Fi a lot.
Good to know. So we've covered a lot today. Leaky firewalls, North Korean hackers, file syncing vulnerabilities, public Wi-Fi. It seems like the threats are coming from everywhere.
They are, but that doesn't mean we should give up. We just got to be smart, be proactive, and stay informed.
Stay ahead of the curve.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The threat landscape is constantly changing, so we got to be constantly learning and adapting.
So what's next? What are you keeping an eye on? What are you worried about?
Well, one thing that's really on my radar is AI, artificial intelligence.
AI, like the robots are coming for our passwords.
Not quite, but AI is changing the game, both for attackers and defenders.
How so?
Well, attackers can use AI to automate attacks, make them more sophisticated, more difficult to detect.
So like AI-powered hacking tools.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
We're already seeing AI being used to create more convincing phishing emails, to develop more sophisticated malware, even to impersonate real people online.
Whoa, that's kind of freaky. Like we're in a sci-fi movie or something.
It's the future, and it's happening now. And as AI gets more powerful, more accessible, we're going to see even more innovative uses, both for good and for bad.
So what can we do? I mean, how do we prepare for this AI-powered future?
Well, for one, we need to understand how AI is being used by the bad guys so we can better defend against it.
So it's not just about having good passwords anymore. It's about understanding AI.
It's about understanding the new threats and developing new defenses.
Like what?
Well, we need AI-powered defenses of our own, tools that can detect and respond to these threats in real time.
That sounds complicated and expensive.
It is. But it's necessary. And this is where collaboration is key. Governments, businesses, the cybersecurity community, we all need to work together.
So it's a new era of cybersecurity, a more complex era.
It is, but it's also an era of opportunity. AI has the potential to revolutionize cybersecurity for the better if we use it wisely.
That's a good point. It's not all doom and gloom.
Right. We can use AI to create a safer, more secure digital world for everyone.
So we've been talking about AI. Artificial intelligence, and how it's, it's kind of changing the cybersecurity game.
It is. It's a whole new ball game in a lot of ways. But AI, it's a tool, right? Like any tool, it can be used for good or for bad.
So we got to be as smart about AI as the hackers are.
Well, yeah, I mean, you don't have to be a coder or anything, but you need to understand how AI is being used, how attackers are using it, you know, for things like phishing.
Right, like AI writing phishing emails.
Exactly. They can write much more believable messages now. Really target individuals, you know, make them think it's really from their bank or whoever.
That's scary. So are all those basic security tips like strong passwords and all that, are they even enough anymore?
They're still important, absolutely. A strong foundation, right? But yeah, we need more. We need to be thinking about AI-powered defenses too.
So we're fighting fire with fire.
Kind of, yeah. We need tools that can analyze tons of data, you know? Spot those patterns and anomalies that humans might miss. AI is good at that.
Sounds expensive.
It can be, yeah. It's a big challenge. And that's why we need collaboration. Governments, companies, researchers, everyone working together.
Because this isn't something one person or one company can handle on their own.
Right. This is a global problem. And it needs a global solution.
So you're saying the future of cybersecurity, it's kind of tied to the future of AI.
In a lot of ways, yeah. AI is a game changer. It's raising the stakes, making everything more complex.
But it's not all bad, right?
No, not at all. AI can also be used to create a much more secure world. Think about it. AI-powered defenses, they could potentially stop attacks before they even happen.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty amazing when you think about it.
It is. But it's up to us to make sure AI is used for good, that we're using it responsibly, ethically.
So what can our listeners do? I mean, it all sounds pretty overwhelming.
First off, stay informed. Keep learning about these new threats, these new technologies. There's a lot of good information out there.
Yeah, like Cyber Mornings Daily. Shameless plug.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions. If you see something suspicious, you know, if something doesn't feel right, ask someone. There are people who can help.
And even if you're not a tech expert, there's still a lot you can do, right?
Absolutely. The basics are still important. Strong passwords, being aware of phishing scams, those things still matter.
Right. So stay informed. Stay vigilant.
And talk about it. Talk to your friends, your family. Make sure they're aware of these risks, too. The more people we can educate, the better.
It's a team effort. We got to look out for each other.
Exactly. We're all in this together. And together, we can build a more secure digital future for everyone.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks for joining us on Cyber Mornings Daily. We'll be back tomorrow with more news and insights to help you stay safe online.
Stay safe out there, everyone. And